Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Tony Mitchell from the Mental Health and Wellness Show. Today, we are launching episode 1 from our brand new season, season 7, which is on wellness and prevention and management of burnout, a healthcare provider's perspective. In this season 7, I am joined by exceptional physicians and other healthcare providers who get real talking about personal and professional experiences. One thing for sure is that all my guests are strong, resilient individuals who experience challenges but found ways to overcome them and find meaning. Burnout is a serious problem that both the person suffering from it and management should be concerned with. It can affect how well an employee performs, and it's going to affect all of the employees or the company's functions in one way or another. According to a recent survey by Deloitte, 77% of over 1,000 respondents reported experiencing burnout at work. 91% of the participants said that the stress impacts the quality of their work, while 83% said burnout negatively affected their personal relationships. These statistics also include 64% of people who reported enjoying their job, but also that stress at work was beginning to affect their performance negatively. Most shocking of all revelations from this one Deloitte survey found that employees feel that their employers simply aren't doing enough, whether that's to prevent burnout or lift some of the workplace stressors that might be causing it, or somewhere in between. Employees are feeling the burn. Burnout is a unique form of stress arising from long-term excessive demands and frustrations. Those suffering from burnout tend to feel helpless and exhausted, often displaying decreased performance and motivation and increased physical symptoms. It is an extremely difficult condition to cope with. We know that ineffective time management skills, feelings of overload or inadequacy, monotonous tasks, lack of sense of accomplishment or control, and inflexible workplace expectations, amongst other factors, can cause this. If you are struggling with burnout, it is essential to recognize the signs so that you can take the steps towards improving your well-being. Burnout among healthcare professionals is an increasingly relevant public health issue due to the spike in demand caused by the pandemic. If a healthcare team feels overwhelmed, underfunded, and underprepared to handle increasing demand, it can lead to negligence or gaps in care that put their patients at risk. Burnout can also lead to decreased morale, lack of motivation, and creativity among professionals, thus further reducing patient satisfaction and hindering the quality of care. Healthcare organizations must pay careful attention to the wellness of their teams if they wish to maintain high levels of patient safety and satisfaction. This means providing resources such as mental health support services, flexible scheduling options such as remote working or reduced hours, and financial incentives for those who remain on staff longer than the accepted period. Such proactive measures should be taken for them to address issues such as burnout more quickly and effectively before it leads to more serious problems down the line. Wellness is a holistic, balanced approach to caring for your physical, mental, and emotional health. The title of this podcast, The Mental Health and Wellness Show, clearly indicates how important this topic is for the listeners and to me. In my decades plus career as a family practitioner, it has been extremely clear that preventative measures are important and the benefits compound over time. Wellness is about preventative measures that help keep you in a positive state of well-being. Wellness doesn't just happen. It must be earned by taking control of your lifestyle and making conscious choices that positively impact your health. People often become so focused on issues such as chronic illness or weight management that they forget wellness has to do with all aspects of life. being proactive means maintaining good physical health and mental health. And it will help us better manage the effects of stress and prepare us for whatever comes our way. Investment in our wellness is an important step we can take towards living a more fulfilling life. Now, what about this notion that one can have anything you want? Like, you can have anything you want. Oftentimes, we put a lot on our plates, but we struggle with balancing everything. I know I'm an optimist, and I believe you can have everything you want, but you might not be able to have everything at once. I firmly believe that you can handle whatever it is you want in life, but there will likely be sacrifices and trade-offs to be made. For example, as a new mother, I got to experience something truly special in becoming a parent. However, to make sure I gave my full attention to this new responsibility, my child, I had to back off of some of my commitments at work and in other areas of my life. It's an old age axiom that there is only so much we can do with the limited resources of time and energy at our disposal. But by carefully managing priorities, achieving your goals and dreams is possible. Listening to this podcast season, it will become evident how important it is to recognize early warning signs when approaching burnout or wellness changes. We often take for granted how busy and stressful life can be, leading us to ignore when the symptoms of burnout start to show. It is beneficial for our mental health to stop and pay attention when these signs start arising, as making a few simple adjustments can go a long way in assisting with improving our wellness. Not only that, but acting quickly when these early warning signs appear can help prevent any more serious issues from developing further down the line. These amazing podcast guests provide an excellent source of knowledge that helps make people more aware of their well-being and how they can take action if needed. Thanks again for listening to this season. I look forward to sharing our amazing guests over the next few months. If this topic resonates with you, please be so kind as to share it with others. Until next time, this is Dr. Tomi Mitchell on the Mental Health and Wellness Show.